morning we're continuing Chayorim Klal Nun Aleph, and we're learning the last Simon, which is Simon Yud Zayin. So he deals with the following question, which is probably not so common for us again, but there are some applications which are relevant. Echad mechamisha minei dogon shegadol ba'otzeh she'eino nakuv. So it grows in a flower pot. So a flower pot has a hole in the bottom of it. So even though there's it's sitting in the flower pot, Chazal said there's a certain amount of sustenance that the plant draws from the ground itself. But if the flower pot has no hole, so it cannot draw the sustenance out of the ground because of that. So then it's growing in a flower pot. It's not considered part of the ground. This is relevant for Hilchos Shabbos, regards to the halacha of being mechubar lekarka or not, etc. So it has applications other than the areas of brachas. The question is, what bracha would you say? So he takes, a person takes the five species of grain. Let's say, for example, he grows some wheat in a flower pot. He grinds it, etc. And he makes it into flour, and he makes bread out of it. So can you say the bracha of Amutzi Lechem min ha'aretz when this did not grow in the aretz? It was detached from the ground. The bracha is not Amutzi Lechem min ha'aretz. They don't ikra aretz. Kedisab Yerushalmi climb Sai Perak Zion. So the Yerushalmi actually raises this question, and it has a suffix. And since the Yerushalmi ends off with not being not certain what the bracha is in that situation, therefore you should not say Amotzi Lechem min ha'aretz, but rather you should say Amazonos. So because of the suffix, so the bracha is Mazonos, which definitely it is, it's a form of mazon. But to say Amotzi Lechem min ha'aretz, that is not possible because it didn't grow out of the ground. Okay. Now, we call Malkam of Archalav Bechaz Amazon, but that's for the Bracha Rishon of Amotzi Lechem min ha'aretz. But the Chayyadim continues and he says that the benching you would do, and that's a Gemara case of a Brachas. And the Gemara talks about the case of a person ate Tevel bread, which is Tevel min Rabbanan. And the Gemara says, what's the case? It grew in Atishen Anakam. So grain which grows not on the ground is not Chayiv in Truma Deraisa. It's only Tevel min Rabbanan. That's the example of the Gemara that the person's benching on something which is only Tevel min Rabbanan. Well, apparently you're benching on it. That's mamash the case of the Gemara. So that's clear in the Gemara that a person would bench on this grain, this bread made from grain which grows in an otzitz sheino nakam. But in regards to the bracha rishon, the Yerushalmi says you're saying directly hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. So that you can't say because it didn't grow on the ground. Okay, now the Chayyadim says in the parentheses, "Avenirli dehu adin denam avor prepi adoma." So the same way you don't say or, it's not called or, it's also not called adoma. So offer means dirt, and dirt does not have to indicate that it's attached to the ground. But the language of adoma is the ground. The language of or is the land. So to call it adoma or to call it ha'aretz, it has to be part of the ground. Whereas to call it offer, which is not what we're saying, that would mean that it doesn't have to necessarily be attached. So it's growing an offer. It's not growing an oritz. It's not growing min adama. So you cannot say brepi adama. That's the psak of the chayotim, that you do not say brepi adama. This is actually machlokes. And that's the sheet of the chayotim, which many poskim do follow. Chazanish disagreed and said the bracha would be brepi adama. Now, the application which comes up nowadays is hydroponics. Prison grows it in water as opposed to in the ground. Is the bracha brepi adama? Is the bracha shahakol? So Chayyadim says the bracha is a shahakol, and many Pesachim say the bracha is a shahakol. May Safik, probably the correct bracha to say, is a shahakol. Vam the malper se'ilon, but this is in regards to brepi adama, in regards to things which grow in trees. Tzarchi ani mevorach brepi oetz. So maybe this you can't call it adama, but maybe you could call it a tree. It is a tree. It has all of the characteristics of a tree. So the fact that it doesn't go on the ground, maybe that's not a characteristic which it needs to be considered a tree. So the Chayyadim over here leaves it as a question, but he talks about it. He says in the parentheses, look what I wrote in the Sefer Nishmas Adam, and then the Hilchos Lulav, and he says over there in regards to using an esrog which grows like that, it's a valid esrog. it's called pre Eitz Hadar. So he comes out of the maskana, you would say a Brei Pi Eitz. You would not say a Brei Pi Adama on such a type of a grain, but or vegetables. You grow tomatoes in the Otzei Shein HaNakev, you make a Shahakol. You grow tomatoes hydroponically, you would make a Shahakol. But a tree which is grown like that, you would say Brei Pi Eitz. And that is the maskana of the Psak of many Poskim. B'Hashem, we will start the next klal in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.